Hello, and welcome to a special micro edition of the Mixed Media Podcast for Wednesday, November 4th. I'm Christopher Wynn, Deputy Editor for FD, the style magazine of the Dallas Morning News. My usual partners in crime, Morning News culture critic Chris Wagner and Dallas Observer Arts and Culture Editor Lauren Smart, are not with me today. Chris is heading out on vacation. Lauren and I are on insane deadlines with our respective jobs. Is there any other kind of deadline but insane? So we are thankfully taking a two-week hiatus from regular programming, but we will be back in full panel force on November 18th. In the interim, do not worry about getting your fix because we have a very cool exclusive for you today. On last week's show, it was our Halloween episode, I mentioned I was working on a pop-up podcast. And forgive me for using the term pop-up. That's very trendy and overdone. Usually it's referring to boutique shops. But I say pop-up because it happened organically, and I'm not sure exactly its final form, but it's very cool. I had been collecting strange and sort of eerie true stories from interesting people that I know for our Halloween episode. The results were so intriguing that I decided to make it into its own show, with the working title of Strange. I'm working with the Texas Theater's Jason Reimer on the show. He's composing music and doing all of the mixing, and we'll have the complete episode for you soon, but I wanted to share one of the stories with you today as a mixed media exclusive. That's right, this may be our first exclusive that we've offered, and I'd love to get your feedback afterwards, so I want you to email me and tell me what you thought. Our storyteller is Jeffrey Craner. You may not recognize his name, but you will definitely know the hit podcast that he co-created, Welcome to Night Vale. Yes, it's that show about the fictional desert town with some very surreal problems. You know, scary glow clouds, a sinister dog park, mysterious hooded figures, levitating cats, that whole thing. The show has become one of the most successful and most downloaded podcast of all time. Right up there with Serial and This American Life. Now that podcast has spawned a new novel by the same name, and it debuted at number 4 last month on the New York Times bestsellers list. Very impressive. And trivia, the cover artwork for that book was designed by Dallas illustrator Rob Wilson, who also created Mixed Media's own logo. We interviewed Rob about that in episode 1, and you can go back and listen to that. Anyway, Night Vale's Jeffrey Craner is a Texas native. He grew up in Mesquite and attended Texas A&M University. Today, he lives in upstate New York with his wife in a small but charming house in the country. They often enjoy sitting on the back porch to watch the sun go down. Normally, this is a peaceful and uneventful end to the day, except for one night recently when it wasn't. Here's Jeffrey Craner.
Our porch looks out toward the Catskills. Between our home and the eastern edge of the hills is a forest, and shaved into the forest next to our house is a flat patch of land, upon which one local farm has planted a cornfield. During the late summer, the corn is as high as the eye of a very tall animal, or whatever height is deemed correct by that old musical. In the warmer evenings, as the sun sets, my wife and I often pour a little whiskey and sit out on the deck, watching the twilight sky dim over nature. Our little home, a quarter mile off the nearest farm road and equally far from the nearest neighbor. At dusk, we can see the magnificent wildlife of upstate New York. There is a family of deer, a colony of bats that erratically dive bomb the mosquitoes, flocks of Canadian geese, woodchucks, chipmunks, squirrels. There is even a black bear that occasionally appears loafing about our yard. I usually shout, "Hi, bear!" at the bear, which causes the bear to pause each time and appear socially anxious, and then amble as quickly as one can amble back into the trees. I respect nature because it is beautiful, and it can kill you. I am in perpetual awe at how strange and majestic all of these creatures are against the backdrop of backlit mountains and a purple-orange sky. The relentlessness of seasons and stars are mysteries to me, and I love that. I know we have Neil deGrasse Tyson and Jane Goodall and scores of scientists who have numbers and notebooks which indicate patterns and meaning, but I love the black space of unknowing that can never be explained or understood. I think that's where God lives. One night this past August, As my wife and I sipped a craft bourbon and breathed slowly together on the patio, we watched for the first stars of night, those ancient gods still alive, showing us twinkling memories of their early childhoods. We watched the bats and their nonsensical paths, keeping us safe from six-legged bloodsuckers. We hoped to see the bear, but it was not out that night. As daylight disappeared and the bats went to siesta, we saw a movement, something light-colored and small off to the right, on the edge of the cornfield. It was compact and bright against the night. It was moving quickly, almost a glide, but with a slight bob to its gait. "What is that?" my wife asked, pointing. "I don't know," I answered, punctuating it with some cuss word. What we felt for a fleeting moment was actually terror. How did we not know all of the kinds of animals near our home? How did something so generally familiar somehow look so completely unnatural? Was it a predator? Was it something scarier, like a shared illusion, a synchronized tear in lucidity, the confused gap between reality and context? I think that's where the devil lives. As it neared our house, we saw it. We saw what it really was, and we knew it at the exact same time. "It's a Pekingese," we said nearly in unison, but more like the delayed echo of a stadium PA. The creature was fluffy and a little golden purse dog just running about in nature, and the moment we recognized it for what it was, it sharply cut right and ran into the cornfield, and we never saw it again. We breathed together, invisible thought bubbles above our heads filled with interrobangs and WTFs, and for a while nothing made sense, and experiential certainty was but a myth. At least the bourbon was fantastic. Half an hour later, some kids, likely family campers, came running into the cornfield with flashlights and shouts, and it all made sense. But I have to say, we were sort of disappointed that it did.
All right, that was Jeffrey Craner of Welcome to Nightvale. You can actually meet Jeffrey and his Night Vale co-creator tonight at the Dallas Public Library downtown on Yonge Street at 7 p.m. They're going to be talking about the podcast and their new novel. The event is free and it's open to the public, so definitely check it out. All right, and it was here and gone so quickly. That was our special episode of Mixed Media. You'll find a link to that strange story with Jeffrey Craner on our show page at guidelive.com/podcast. You can drop us an email about it at mixedmedia@dallasnews.com or send us a tweet at mixedmediapod. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes and leave us a review. Today's Mixed Media was engineered by Tommy Newell, and we'll have some new special content for you next week. And then the whole gang will be back here on November 18th. It's very lonely and strange without them. Until then, for Chris Wagner and Lauren Smart, I'm Christopher Wynn. Thanks for listening.